Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Putting it out there, letting folks decide for themselves. That's the goal of the Biotechnology Strategic Initiative of the UK College of Ag, Food, and Environment. It's a factual presentation of information on genetic technology. UK plant pathologist Dr. Paul Vincelli is coordinating the effort.
My motivation in this situation is really that there is a significant amount of misinformation or misunderstanding about what the science says. And frankly, it's easy to understand that. People don't have time to dig into the scientific literature. And so that's my job, is to do that. And so it's really important for me to understand and remember as a public scientist that my job is not to decide for people what is best with respect to this issue or any other issue. My job is to provide a fact-based interpretation of the scientific literature.
From his research on that literature, he says the technology is very much nature-based.
You know, that seems to provide a perspective that is often missing in these public discussions, is really we're doing things that are really a mimic of nature. In fact, nature does some even wilder and crazier things with genetics than we've ever done. So we get our really good ideas from nature, actually, is through the study of what nature does, we come up with some techniques that we can use in the laboratory to improve crops.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
The following message is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
My name is Bud. Well, Bud is my nickname. It's short for Before You Dig. No matter how large or small your job is, always call me at least 2 days before you dig. You can reach me by dialing 811. I'll send someone out to locate and mark all the underground utility lines. It's free, quick, easy, and it's the law. Remember to call Bud at 811.
Part of the effort to get the facts out there about biotechnology, says UK's Paul Vincelli, is a new publication he's recently completed, which he humbly suggests might be worth your time.
The publication shows a lot of examples, too, with pictures of some of the risks and concerns, as well as the benefits and potential benefits. So, and it has a sort of an international scope, even though it's an extension publication from Kentucky. It's really important to think about this topic from sort of the big picture. Where are the needs, not only in Kentucky, but in other countries as well? So I'm rather proud of the publication. It is 14 pages, but it's organized well enough that you don't have to read it from beginning to end. You can scan through it and find the sections that interest you.
It's titled Genetically Engineered Crops, Emerging Opportunities. You can learn more about that publication and other related educational presentations at your local extension office. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.